from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker. The good news, BART service between the East Bay and San Francisco has been restored. But before that, it was chaos for hundreds of thousands of commuters as a fire near the track shut down BART service between West Oakland and San Francisco. Sylvester Bell of El Cerrito opted to ride AC Transit across the Bay Bridge, trying to get to his job in San Francisco.
I was supposed to be there by 8 a.m. this morning. I probably will wind up getting there about sometime after 10 or so.
And at Oakland's Jack London Square, San Francisco Bay Ferry staff tried to help first-time riders.
Schedule, sir? Schedule? Anyone? Schedule?
Yeah.
Sure.
How much is it?
$6.25 one way.
Okay, thank you.
Here you go, sir. Yeah,
where do we ferry officials say there were 4 to 5 times the number of regular commuters today, and ferry parking lots filled up early. The travel disruptions raise again the issue how to provide more capacity and expand transportation alternatives when key facilities like BART or the Bay Bridge are suddenly unavailable. That's a subject Rod Diridon studies. He's executive director for the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State University. And Mr. Diridon, I believe you've long advocated for a second BART tunnel under the Bay. If that tunnel existed, how do you think it might have changed things today?
Well, Cy, not only another tunnel under the bay, but other redundancies in terms of cross-bay traffic would be very, very important. A tunnel under the bay, of course, today, it would be very unlikely that fire could have closed both of those tunnels down. And so you'd have the option of overloading the trains, but shuttling the traffic over to the other tunnel. That's kind of an obvious fix.
You were chair of the Metropolitan Transportation Commission back in 1989. That's when the Loma Prieta earthquake took the Bay Bridge out of commission for a number of days, forcing a lot more people onto BART. I believe that the MTC and you made an effort back then to find funding for a new BART tunnel. What happened?
Well, the funding just wasn't there. That funding has to compete with all of the other priorities in the region. And, of course, BART is only one transit system. There are 27 other transit systems in the Bay region, and each one of them want to whack at that funding. As a consequence, the second BART tunnel, or BART bore as it's being called, is not a priority enough to get it through the Regional Metropolitan Transportation Commission with priority to obtain the federal grants.
Well, and part of the problem is that tunnel would cost perhaps $10 billion.
Well, we've had various estimates of cost anywhere from $2 or $3 billion to as much as $10 billion. You know, those amounts of funds are chicken feed when you compare it to what happens to the economy in the Bay Area when those access routes are interdicted for any period of time.
You also have worked to create more ferry service. That seemed to work pretty well today. A lot of people took ferries from Oakland to the city.
Yes, the ferry service really earned its keep today. Without it, there would have been a very, very serious problem in San Francisco for that morning commute. But the ferry service is incomplete. The system that was developed back over a decade and a half ago now has a master plan, but only a portion of that master plan has been implemented.
And what do you think the lesson then is today for Bay Area commuters and lawmakers?
Well, I think the lesson is that no matter what happens in the future, the Bay Area is going to grow rampantly. If we don't plan for it, it's going to happen, and we're going to all be very, very uncomfortable. And our economy, the ability to retain our headquarters organizations in Silicon Valley and San Francisco and the Bay region is going to be terminated. Because if you can't get people to work and people home at night, then the headquarters companies can't stay here. So we've got to figure out a way to provide that infrastructure now, well in advance of the time when terminal gridlock arrives, or when we have another earthquake, or when there's a terrorist attack, or when we have another fire that shuts down a tunnel. We have to plan for that now.
Thanks so much for talking to us.
You bet, Cy.
Rod Diridon is executive director of the Mineta Transportation Institute at San Jose State. I'm Cy Musiker. More news online at kqednews.org.